2 months after the assassination of Federico García Lorca, and 750 kilometers north in the province of León, a young poet named Leopoldo Panero Turbado celebrated his birthday in his hometown, the small city of Astorga. He was a self-possessed law school graduate with kind, round eyes, an introspectively downturned mouth, and an elongated face reminiscent of an El Greco painting. It was October 19th, and he had just turned 27. This birthday was marked by circumstances that set it dramatically apart from other years. An aspiring diplomat, Leopoldo had returned home in July from a year of study at Cambridge, only to discover a week later that he had come back to a country at war. When he had visited Spanish Morocco as a teen in the 1920s, encountering exotic aromas and bejeweled tapestries, he described it as a phantasmagoria of the senses. Now the military uprising that erupted there and spread across the rest of Spain sent an altogether different phantasmagoria washing over Leopoldo's senses, filling him with fear. The Panero family was traditional and well-off, yet progressive, and since the revolt, life for them, as for nearly every family in Spain, had been upset into a state of flux. On the day of the coup, a cousin of Leopoldo's mother, who was a prominent liberal politician, had been driving back to Madrid after a visit to the north, but decided to turn off the main road to wait out the crisis with his relatives in Astorga. With any luck, the government would squash the revolt in a single day, as it had a previous one 4 years earlier. Responding to the rumors of a nationwide plot, a Republican general was already in town, keeping watch over the local military garrison for signs of unrest, and with him was a militia of leftist miners. Radio reports from different corners of the country told contradictory stories. The uprising had failed, said one. It had triumphed, said another. Confusion and suspense reigned. Astorga hung in a precarious limbo for 2 days until the general and the miners departed to go arm themselves at a military depot in a nearby city. In the vacuum they left behind, the historically conservative townspeople of Astorga gave themselves over to the rebellion, as did the rest of the southern half of the province. Aided by local supporters of the insurrection, civil guardsmen took to the streets and declared a state of war. In parallel, the military occupied City Hall, arresting the Republican authorities gathered there. What was happening in the rest of the country was still a contest of conflicting narratives, but in Astorga, the outcome was clear. The uprising had indeed triumphed. Within hours, civil guards descended on the Panero household. In spite of Leopoldo's father's protestations, the visiting cousin was detained. Very soon after, the killing began. The socialist mayor of Astorga was shot against the town cemetery wall at dawn. A similar fate befell Pepe, the newspaper vendor at the train station, a well-read lefty in his 30s who had talked politics with Leopoldo and his friends since their teenage years. As the body count mounted, Leopoldo's older brother Juan, an army reservist and supporter of the Republic since before it even existed, reported for duty to the new authorities in the hope that his adhesion to the coup would retroactively mitigate his past. Back at home, the Paneros threw potentially incriminating books down the family well and buried a Masonic medallion that belonged to Leopoldo's father. A regional daily published the front-page headline, "Long Live Spain, the Glorious Spanish Army Rises Up with Arms Against the Bad Sons of the Patria." The two Panero sons had to prove to the rebellion that they were good. Leopoldo was even more vulnerable than his brother, his past less easy to recast. As an undergraduate in Madrid in the early 30s, he had mixed with Lorca and nearly all the other celebrated leftist poets of that time, and he had picked up Marxism along the way. In 1931, he signed an open letter with members of the International Union of Revolutionary Proletariat Writers. That same year, he brought the Peruvian poet César Vallejo, an unabashed communist, home to their gossipy provincial town for Christmas. Leopoldo had even published an ode in an Astorga periodical to two Spanish generals executed in 1931, whom Democrats considered martyrs for their role in helping bring the Republic into being. On paper, Leopoldo looked much worse than Pepe ever had.